Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 30th of April. Starting off with Hemogenics, which has certainly been one of the stocks of the last 24 hours. There's a couple of points to note here. The main one, I suppose, is the old high there from the early part of 2018 at 7 pence. That's become new support, which is typical in these situations. And that within the little range that we have over the last 24 hours or so, we've got a 7 pence to 11 pence range. So really an end of day close above 11, or an hourly close, depending how close you are to the market, above 11 pence is the potential trigger for further upside. Obviously, we had the spike yesterday up to 15 pence. Best case scenario, which really is the best of the best case scenarios, is up to 22 pence, which is that resistance line projection from early 2018. So basically 7 to 22 if you're already keen on the shares, 11 pence the intermediate resistance on the stock. So many rises of late that it's probably better to look at the new situations rather than the old. One of them is Marichal Capital, where we've had a breakout here above the 50-day moving average at 0.74 pence and now breaking post September or post late 2019 resistance around 1 pence rather. End of day close or weekly close above a penny should be enough to take the shares up to an eventual target there as high as 2.5 pence, which is 2 to 3 year resistance for the shares. And all of this as long as the 50-day moving average at 0.75 remains in place. Stock which has had a bit of a roller coaster ride in the recent past is Mobile Streams, but looks like it's done its consolidation, done its spitting out of weak hands after that rally towards 0.35, 0.4 pence at the beginning of the month. Current situation is that at least while we're above the 200-day moving average at 0.2 pence, looking for a retest of September resistance up to 0.5 pence, which is basically what we had as the story earlier in the month. On to stock where there's a lot of chat about the chat on Twitter, etc., social media regarding its prospects. Not particularly fiery today, but I suppose the real action here in terms of the technicals is the break of that February resistance line around 1.3 pence, and the way that we've got very bullish divergence in the RSI window. And that could allow the shares to head up towards the 50-day moving average area, 2.17 pence, while we remain above the broken 1.4 pence February resistance line. Time frame on that, the next 2 to 4 weeks or so. Another new name in the near term is PCI. Here we've got a break of that resistance line there around 42 pence. That was been in place since the end of 2017, so a key resistance line break there. And the upside, while we hold above that, especially on a weekly close basis, is up towards 100 pence plus, which is the top of a wide rising two-year trend channel. So plenty to shoot for there at PCI. Obviously not easy to avoid anything in the pharma area at the moment, and I suppose the best of the bunch just coming through now is Shield Therapeutics. We gapped through the 50-day moving average and broken that line of resistance from February at 103. And while we're above that, looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as £1.80 over the next month or so. So looking pretty well set fair there. I looked at the daily chart of Valerix a week or so ago. I was looking for a 7 pence target, which was hit rather easily yesterday. Current situation is that we've probably got a maximum here towards 13, 14 pence, which is a line of resistance from the beginning of the month. Let's see if we can hit that, and then after that decide whether the shares can head any higher. But obviously, they've done very well in the near term. As far as any stop loss in terms of the longs are concerned, yesterday's intraday peak just below 10 pence is probably the favoured one at the moment. Switching sectors and going back to a stock which has been a contender for the upside for quite a while. Looks like we're just breaking a line of resistance there from February around the 0.778 pence level. End of day close above that will finally get or allow Extract Resources to retest the 1.1 pence zone, which has been post autumn resistance for the shares. The upside target value while we hold above 0.7, which is the current level of the 20-day moving average. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.